You're listening to the Igniting Souls podcast with Cary Oberbrunner, devoted to helping you become a soul on fire.
Hey, it's Cary Oberbrunner, and we are in episode 56, How to Create and Cultivate a Thriving Tribe. Folks, I'm thrilled. It's Sunday morning. I'm recording, and it's a fantastic weekend, as I say, to connect with your creator, your core, and your community. And that's what I'm doing right now. I'm connecting with the community, the tribe. You guys blew me away. I did this little challenge last week where I said, hey, who wants to be featured in the next newsletter that goes out to tens and tens of thousands of people and get mentioned on the podcast on an upcoming episode? This is with links back to you and your website. And I put it out there as a little challenge for the first 25 people. And I also mentioned how they were going to get a brand new copy of the Dream Job audiobook that's now out on Audible. And I put it out there. You know, I thought it might take a few, a few months maybe. But we have over half the slots that have already been taken, and you guys just jumped on and made it happen. So huge thanks to you. And we do have about half the spots left. So if that is you and you have not gotten your free copy of Dream Job, Day Job to Dream Job audio, and if you want to get mentioned on an upcoming episode by name, as well as with a link to you, your product, your service, your website on an upcoming e-newsletter, folks, it is super simple. Here's all you need to do. Go to iTunes, hit view in iTunes, subscribe to the podcast. You're already listening to it. Just subscribe to it. And then post a simple one-sentence review, an honest review, and then shoot my assistant support@caryoberbrunner.com. Just shoot her an email that says the word podcast, and then also put a link in there that you want me to push out to my people, my tribe, and I will feature you. And that's it, folks. The first 25, we are down to the wire. And again, thanks to all of you who already did it. Once we have the full 25, we'll shoot out all the codes. You'll get it, and you'll be featured again. So thanks so much. We are just hitting some good stuff today. I gave this talk on Friday at the Igniting Souls Fellowship. The Igniting Souls Fellowship, I'll talk about that sometime, but it's a free thing I do to the business community here in Columbus, Ohio, and I open it up. And this is a great strategy if you want to build your business. In other words, the whole month that I meet people, you know, whether I see them at Panera or they shoot me an email or they reach out to me on Facebook, whatever, I basically say, hey, love to get to know you. Come to the fellowship. And so, folks, if you have a product, business, or service and you get all kinds of emails, or maybe you're just starting out and a lot of people just say, hey, can I pick your brain, or hey, can I chat with this or that? As an entrepreneur, your time is money, and you can either just go and do all kinds of lunches and breakfasts and dinners and have people pick your brain and at the end of the day be broke, or you can do something strategic, which is what I do, which, by the way, we have people who drive in the night before, book hotels just to come to this fellowship. I'm blown away. But folks, that's what we're talking about today. We're talking about how do you build this tribe that's so crazy on fire that they will book hotels to come for 90 minutes of community in a city that's 4 hours away. We've had people drive from Oklahoma all the way to Ohio. We had people on Friday come from Kentucky, come from Pennsylvania. And folks, this isn't like something where I'm, you know, have lights, cameras, fog machines. I mean, this is us in a room talking and doing community and life for 90 minutes. And again, people think it's worth it. In fact, my business partner, David, just shot me an email and he said that someone just booked a ticket from Australia to the next Igniting Souls conference, ignitingsoulsconference.com. That's our one conference we do a year. And somebody just booked a ticket from Australia. Now, here's what I'm going to do. In fact, let me tell you her name. I know her name, but she booked her husband. So this is Amy Joe, I believe. Hang on. This is Amy Joe. Yeah, Amy Joy. Amy Joy just booked. She's in our Author Academy Elite program, but she just booked a ticket for her husband, and they both live in Australia, and they're now coming to the Igniting Souls Conference. Folks, if you would have told me 5 years ago people are going to be booking flights from Australia to come to your conference, I would have said, what are you talking about? But today what I'm going to share is the strategy I use. And I don't know, this theme's working where I pick a word. Last week, I picked the word feedback, F-E-E-D-B-A-C-K, and I gave you 8 filters I use before I receive feedback from somebody. And again, you are so gracious. I love you guys. You pump me up so much because you shot me emails, tweets, status updates, LinkedIn, Facebook, the whole deal, and you said, here's what I'm doing with that podcast, and I love to hear those stories. Seriously, I don't take sponsorships on this podcast for a reason. What fuels my tank and keeps me going to want to do this to you, for you, again, call it coaching. It's a dialogue. It's truly a dialogue. It's not a chat where I just, or a lecture where I just talk at you. I want this to be a dialogue. So I want to hear what's going on in your life, how you're applying the content. But where was I going with this? Oh, so this week is Tribe, T-R-I-B-E. And I'm going to give you guys 5 steps to create and cultivate your own thriving tribe. Again, I am so into it being practical, takeaway, you know, implementable, if that's a word. You get the point. We want this podcast not only to hype you up, inspire you, but to ignite you into action. And that's what we're seeing. So T-R-I-B-E, I'm going to talk about the 5 steps that you need to take in order to build or create and cultivate a thriving tribe. Here we go. Letter T. And these all deal with clear. In other words, you need a clear T, a clear R, a clear I, a clear B, and a clear E. So number one, or I should say letter T, you need to be a clear tribe leader. Folks, this starts all about with, I should say it starts all with you. You are the key to your tribe. And I seriously mean that. Folks, you will not rise above your tribe. In other words, if you are a level 2 leader, your tribe's going to be a level 2. If you're a level 5 leader, your tribe's going to be a level 5. You need to realize it all starts with you. Now, what do I mean about that? Do I mean that it's all about you? No, not at all. In fact, it's nothing about you. Check that out for a paradox. When I first started out building my tribe 12 years ago, I had no clue what I was doing. I thought the tribe was all about me. Like, hey, I'm going to gather friends, followers, you know, fans, all these people, and they're going to read my books and love my content and celebrate me. And then I realized as I heard crickets for a lot of years, it has nothing to do with me. My tribe exists to serve you. Now, I know that's crazy and weird and a paradox, but it is so true. When I started focusing on the tribe and how can I build them. Now, that doesn't mean they just run over you. In fact, you're going to see with the R's, the letter R here in a moment. This is some high-level content, and you really got to hear what I'm saying and not just the words, but the meaning behind them. So, as a tribe leader, it's not all about you, meaning that your focus is on the tribe, but it all begins with you. What do I mean by that? That means, folks, you have to be so clear. If you are not clear, you will repel people from your tribe. If you are clear, you will attract people into your tribe. So as the tribe leader, I realize that I set the pace. In fact, on Friday at the Igniting Souls Fellowship, I did one of my favorite things. I grab a whiteboard, I grab a dry erase marker, and I tell people, and this is a great sub lesson, but just hang with me for a second. I tell people, because a lot of the people in the room are aspiring speakers or speakers who want to take it to the next level. And I say, folks, I'm going to borrow a quote from Les Brown. He says, never let what you want to say get in the way of what your speaker, your audience needs to hear. Let me say it again. Never let what you want to say get in the way of what your audience needs to hear. In other words, I can come with the best talk in the world, but if people in the room have questions and comments and things that they need, you know, answered, and that's why they drove 4 hours and booked a hotel, shame on me if I don't sit and address those things. So that's what I do. And I said, okay, dry erase marker guys, go. Tell me exactly what you need on this topic of tribe. And they just had a flurry of great questions. And by the way, at this Igniting Souls Fellowship, I always stay after and I coach people for free. Until they have their questions answered. That's just a sub point. So here's the thing. A lot of people said, well, how do you create a spirit of generosity in your tribe? Well, how do you create a spirit of giving? How do you create a spirit of community? How do you create a spirit of love in your tribe? And I said, folks, you. In other words, don't you dare ask for a tribe that's generous if you're not. Don't you dare ask for a tribe that's giving if you don't exemplify it and model it. In other words, you don't get what you want, you get who you are. So if I don't create a tribe that is generous, is giving, is loving, is abundant-minded, guess what? I need to look in the mirror. And chances are I'm not modeling that to them. If those are the results that I'm getting. Here's another thing. The way you bring people into the tribe is the way that they act in the tribe. What do I mean by that? When somebody joins our tribe, the Igniting Souls tribe, like literally the private Facebook group, which is available for anyone who's a client of mine at any level, you know, even if it's a self-serve, we've even made it super cool lately where people can, you know, if they don't have a big budget or whatever, they can join one of my coaching programs, self-serve, where all the content's recorded and just for a very low fee, they jump in, but they get private access 24/7 to my private Facebook group, which is the Igniting Souls tribe. That's kind of the tribe. Now, as a listener, we consider you part of the tribe, but we create a private Facebook group that is just huge value. I mean, people have become business partners. People have gone on tour together, speaking tour. It's global. But I have other big people, like big people, like people 10 times bigger than me coming and saying, what are you doing with your tribe? You're smaller than me, but I'm hearing so much crazy good stuff about your tribe. Well, folks, I'm going to share those secrets today. I'm pulling back the curtain and I'm saying that when we invite someone to the tribe, we love on them. Oh my gosh. If we don't stick them in a seat in the back corner and say, hey, you know, work your way up, you know, we put them front and center and we celebrate them and we honor them and we welcome them and we throw love on them. And because we know that if they come in that way, I've seen it happen so many times. I love this. When somebody joins our tribe, literally within a week, they already get the culture. And many of these people, within a week's time, when somebody else joins, they're the director of guest happiness, who's jumping in and celebrating the other people. In other words, they caught it. They got it. They know that they were on the receiving end just a week ago, and they knew nobody. But when they're in that tribe, after a week's time, they get the culture. Our culture is so ingrained and embodied in our members that this is why we don't open the group up. If we open the group up to anybody who wants, we would have spammers and people that would kill the culture immediately because they're there to get. And what we do is we specifically and strategically wire this tribe so that we are full of abundantly minded people who are givers. What are other examples of me doing this? I have a Soul on Fire success story form. Whenever somebody says, hey, Carrie, can you pitch me or can you talk about me or can you, you know, pitch my product? My answer is no. It's actually yes, but here's the way. And if they've been a client of mine, I shoot them a Soul on Fire success story form. And this form walks them through what a good, helpful, value-added pitch is. Folks, if you're a tribe leader, you're going to get all kinds of people saying, can you pitch my product and do this and do that? And if you do, your tribe members will get ticked. They will see it for what it is, and they get frustrated. And you as the tribe leader, you want to help people out, but you know that if you just make your platform about other people's products and services, you got nothing left to give anybody. And as a result, you kill your tribe. And I see this happen a lot of times. A lot of people cannibalize their own tribes. But here's the problem. They haven't done the thinking that says, well, how can I honor and feature and celebrate people, but in a way that's not pitchy? So we have something, and I don't know, I got the idea, I think, from a guy named Mark Sisson, who's the Primal Blueprint guy. But I used to subscribe to him. I don't anymore. I'm not primal or paleo 100%. I'm about 90%. But what Mark Sisson did every Friday, at least for a long time, is he had something where he would feature somebody who wrote in with their story. And they talked about, here's the before shot, here's the after shot, here's what the primal diet has done for me, here's the results I'm getting, here's how my life has changed. And what it is it's actually hugely valuable to all the readers. Because all the readers are saying, well, gee, if Julie could do it or Sammy, I could do it. And they get inspired and excited, and it's actually a value add. And of course it promotes Mark's products naturally. I mean, if you're getting those kinds of crazy results with people, anyone with two brain cells, you know, which is everybody, they see and they say, well, gee, Mark's stuff works. So folks, do this as a tribe leader where you honor and feature and celebrate people, but you got to show them a path. And folks, if you think the Soul on Fire success story idea is helpful, ask me for it. And what I might do is I might share that with you as a PDF and say, here's an example. But again, I want people who are hungry. So if you're just like, well, whatever, whatever, you know, I don't even care about it, then I'm not going to do it. But if you're hungry for it, shoot me a tweet, Facebook, whatever. Say you want the Soul on Fire success story PDF. Use it in your own tribe. Change the content. Make it your own. I'm fine with that, right? I try to help you guys, save time for you, all that good stuff. So as the tribe leader, you are the one who models and exemplifies. So if you got a book that comes out and you're like, hey, tribe, go pitch my book, go share my book, and you haven't done that for your members, shame on you. They're not going to just go run around and celebrate you when you haven't given to them. So what I do, folks, is I always strategically, okay, I say, if you want me to celebrate you in your book, you got to be a member of Author Academy Elite. In other words, you got to be smart about this, folks. If you want to go pro with your passion, that means you can't have a part-time job or a full-time job that takes away 40 of your hours so that your tribe is only your part-time hobby. So I'm going to be strategic with you guys and share with you that if you want to earn income and influence and impact, you need to be strategic. So I don't just say, hey, if anybody's got a book in the tribe, tell me and I'll pitch it. No, I'm like, look, if you're an Author Academy Elite member, I am going to roll out the red carpet for you. I'm going to hand you a microphone. You're going to speak on my stage at the Igniting Souls Conference. I'm going to tell the whole tribe to run over to Amazon and Barnes & Noble and buy your book and review it. I'm going to feature you on my Facebook page. I'm going to put you on our authoracademyelite.com/our author page. In other words, folks, what I do is I honor the people who've made an investment. This is very strategic and very important. Don't tell me that you can't get anyone to buy your products and services if you're not doing this. You got to do this first and be strategic and say, and again, I'm starting to get into the other letters, so I got to quick go to the other letters here, but catch it. Hang with me, guys and gals. You're going to catch this. All right, so let's stop with T. You need a clear tribe leader. Well, you get that. And I'm going to continue to share over the next few episodes, what a clear tribe leader is. It's someone who knows the way, goes the way, and shows the way, right? You've heard that perhaps. But that's what a tribe leader is. It's someone who exemplifies and models what the other members are supposed to be doing. Like one of my favorite leaders ever, Jesus, right? He says, do what I've done. You know, I mean, he literally washes the disciples' feet and then says, hey, go and do likewise, right? In the same way I did this, go and do it for other people. In other words, Jesus wasn't asking his tribe to do anything that he wasn't willing to do. And too many times in politics, corporate, etc., we see leaders who are not willing to serve. If you've hung with me for any amount of time, you know I describe selling as serving and marketing as storytelling. Let me say it again. Selling is serving and marketing is storytelling. That's the way it rolls, folks. So if you are serving your tribe, you are actually selling them. You are selling them so much. I mean, you don't even have to open your mouth to sell them. They get it. So I learned this from a lot of my mentors that if you want crazy raving fans, you roll out the red carpet. It doesn't mean that you're a doormat, because I'm going to share number two, letter R, rules of engagement. So T is tribe leader. You need to be a clear tribe leader. R is you need clear rules of engagement. Now, folks, this might not be popular, but I've seen how there's a lot of weak tribe leaders out there. They just let anything go. And the problem is when you let anything go, especially in a private Facebook group, the value of the tribe goes down exponentially. People love to go to the Igniting Souls tribe page, the private group, because it's not a pitch fest. We don't allow outside links. And you might say, what in the world? What do you mean you don't allow outside links? We got 600 people. I'm not going to let 600 people put their blog posts and their podcasts and all this crazy stuff on there. Why? Because then I can't coach the clients. This is a coaching group where these are my clients. And when they need help, they raise their hand. Or when they have a prayer request, they say, hey, here's what it is. Now, that doesn't mean that I don't help them. But so many times you're part of these private Facebook groups where it's like, hey, check out my blog post. Hey, check out my podcast. Hey, do this. And I don't let the members do that. In other words, this is my Igniting Souls tribe that exists to add value to other people. So naturally, when I have something that is going to be helpful, I share it with them. But here's what else I do. Anyone can ask any question. And within 24 hours or less, they get answers. Who else gives you that access? Where I've had people say, hey, Carrie, I got a speaker's. Somebody just contacted me to speak, and I have no idea what I should charge, what I should ask. I have no contract. Can you help me? Boom, within an hour. Absolutely. Here's a speaker's contract. Take it, make it your own. Require 50% down up front when you speak. Here's disclaimers. Here's legal language. Boom, 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 boom. And they get it all. Now, if there's 600 people posting their blog posts on that tribe page, I can't see their question. And I can't help them. So in our private Facebook group, I have rules, literal rules. And the rules of engagement are listed there. And when people break them, we're not mean to them. But we say, hey, in order to maintain the quality of the tribe, please refrain from posting that. Instead, post like this. In other words, just like a child, you don't just tell a child no. You need to help them and honor them. Here's what a guy did recently. A guy recently, you know, said, hey, everybody, here's my website link. You know, can you like it? Can you share it? Can you read it? Can you comment? Well, if that happens, then 600 people are immediately doing that all over the place. And then I can't help our clients, people who are getting their books out, going from day job to dream job, struggling with their identity, their purpose. I don't see them then. So as a result, I private messaged this guy and I said, hey, love your blog post. In fact, I just commented on it. You see? I literally went over there before I deleted his comment and said, hey, dude, I love your post. In fact, I just commented on it. And then I said, but you know, we can't have everybody posting their links because otherwise it gets noisy. And if it gets noisy, I can't serve the clients. The guy responded back, thanks so much for commenting on my post. I had no idea I wasn't supposed to do that. I really appreciate you. In other words, it wasn't like, well, gee, I'm out of here, I'm done. In fact, him and I entered a dialogue back and forth where I was able to throw belief at him and encourage him and challenge him. And now I know what he does. And privately, I can recommend people to his services. So again, folks, this is just strategic tribe building that many people are scared. They're scared to say, well, you know, I don't want clear rules. Well, people, when you don't have clear rules in a tribe, anything goes. And when anything goes, the value of that tribe goes down extremely quickly. And as one quote says, when unity is the highest goal, ultimate power is given to the most dysfunctional. Let me say that again. When unity is the highest goal, ultimate power is given to the most dysfunctional. Ouch. It's like the only thing I remember from my doctorate, okay? Like two or three things, that's it. But that quote was like, boom. Because I used to be part of a group that unity was the highest goal. And we were like jerked around everywhere because like a boat in the ocean, anyone who had anything that they wanted to do, it was just blown here, blown there, blown everywhere. And a tribe will not function well when ultimate power is given to anyone or the drama king, the drama queen. And sadly, that's what many tribes are. Many tribes reward with attention the people who are the most dysfunctional. And then all your top performers and high performers, they run away. They're like, I don't have time for this, you know? And so they leave, and you cannibalize your tribe because you honor and reward the drama king and drama queen because you haven't created clear rules. I know I'm speaking pretty bold, folks, but I care about you. I want to save you from some of the pain it took me to learn all this stuff. All right, you need a clear idea. Here's what idea means. You cannot have a tribe that doesn't know what they exist for. My tribe is called Igniting Souls. That's it. That's our idea. And you might say, well, what does that mean? It's people who know who they are, why they're here, and where they're going. They have clarity around their identity, purpose, and context. And where those three themes converge is a soul on fire. And a soul on fire is the most powerful weapon on earth, according to Ferdinand Foch. It's the glory of God, St. Irenaeus says, is a man or woman fully alive. So folks, I can go into all kinds of quotes, data, everything that we're about, but we're about a soul on fire. Carl Jung says that the most damaging thing in the life of a child is the unlived life of the parent, a parent who is disengaged and disconnected from their core, their creator, and their community. And so we specifically go into alignment on those issues. What does it mean to be a soul on fire? And it is someone who's a master in the art of living. A master in the art of living knows no sharp distinction between his work and his play, his labor and his leisure, his mind and his body, his education and his recreation. He simply pursues his vision of excellence and leaves others to determine whether he or she is working or playing. To themselves, they always appear to be doing both. Folks, crystal clear clarity. Nobody in the Igniting Souls tribe has to wonder what we're about. It's just that simple. But sadly, I see many times people who have no clue what their tribe's about. They have no idea. So really quickly, I have a little acronym, IDEAS. I'm going to say a way that you can understand what your idea is if you're not sure. Again, jot this down, IDEAS to me. I've broken it down. You can pick an idea based on one of these. Integrity, I, different, D, effortless, E, agreement, A, or S, simple. I'm going to give you five examples of ideas in corporate. FedEx says, the world on time. That's their idea. In other words, that's true to their brand. It has integrity. Everybody who knows FedEx knows that their idea is the world on time. And so they build everything around that idea and they have brand integrity. Letter D, different. Differentiate yourself. So you might wonder what your idea is. Pick something different that nobody else has. Harley Davidson, American by birth, rebel by choice. They have a huge tribe. I was born and raised in Milwaukee. Folks, Harley Davidson. Harley Fest. You know how crazy that thing is? People ship their motorcycles in. from all over the world to be part of Harley Fest. They're different. Your tribe can be D, different, or E, effortless. In other words, it's sticky. It's not overly clever. Tom Shoes, one for one. They even shortened it. It used to be buy one, give one. Now it's one for one. Effortless, E. Again, you can pick an idea that is just super, super simple. One for one. You buy a shoe in the States, you give one in Uganda or whatever. A, agreement. Your idea should agree with your promise. And folks, I'm getting all this from Day Job to Dream Job. So I'm getting all this from Day Job to Dream Job, page 141, and it's fantastic, okay? So check it out. Again, I want to give you that free audiobook. Listen to the beginning of the program. You'll get all this stuff for free. It's fantastic. All right, let's keep going. Agreement. Your idea should agree with your promise. In other words, Disneyland, the happiest place on earth. Agreement. Nobody has to argue. So an idea for a tribe can be very powerful if it has agreement A, or S, simple. Simple. Usually you want your idea to be 7 words or less. So here's an example of one. Intel. Remember Intel way back in the day? Intel Inside. That's it. That was their whole idea, their whole marketing campaign. Intel Inside. That's it. So folks, don't overly complicate your idea. So remember, we're talking about how to build or how to create and cultivate a thriving tribe. We said it's about clarity around 5 things. We're spelling the word tribe, T-R-I-B-E. Letter T is tribe leader. You need to be clear. Letter R, rules of engagement. Those need to be clear. I, your idea needs to be clear. And then we're going to go into B and E. B is buyer's journey, and E is example of success. I'll explain that. B is buyer's journey. E is example of success. Again, I hinted at this just a moment ago. If you have a tribe and you don't want to be soliciting donations, in other words, you're not a nonprofit, and nonprofits are fine. I have a nonprofit. I have a for-profit. It's fantastic. Here's the point, though. Too many times I see people who have no clue what their buyer's journey is for their tribe. So they're just putting out stuff, and it's a hobby, and as a result, they have no income that they're gaining, and as a result of no income, they can't reinvest in their business, and because they can't reinvest in their business, their products stink, and because their products stink, or they can only do this 5 hours a week, and because they do 40 hours or 50 hours doing something else, their tribe never grows because it's just such a part-time thing. What I talk about is create a buyer's journey. What is a buyer's journey? Let's just go real simple. Apple products. Apple's buyer's journey. You know what it is? Let's get everyone to do iTunes for free. In other words, they give out a free version of their product. So then what happens next? They have low entry points all the way to high entry points. And I'm an Apple fan, but I'm not like crazy Apple, like meaning that some of you are crazy Apple people where you could school me on their buyer's journey. But here's what I know. They have products at all different price points. All different price points. They have everything from an iPod Nano Shuffle all the way up to, you know, then let's just go really quick. They have all different versions of iPads. They have all different versions of iPhones. They have all different versions of MacBook Pros and MacBook Air and, you know, Apple desktop and all kinds of crazy stuff. And guess what it's called? An integrated product suite. In other words, most of these things do the same thing, but they're in different versions and different price points and different gigabyte storage and different speeds of RAM. In other words, folks, does your tribe have that? Now, it's taken us some time, but we have all different kinds of entry points. That's what a buyer's journey is. It's entry points. And usually, most of the time, people are not going to come in at your high-level program not knowing anything about you. Now, sometime I might go into our secret strategy on how we get high-end programs and people who don't even know anything about us to buy and become our biggest raving fans. Maybe I'll share that sometime. We did share that at the Igniting Souls Conference last fall. It's every October in Columbus, Ohio. And we went very deep into a session where we gave you a whole step-by-step-by-step plan on how we do this. Maybe sometime I'll do a podcast around it, but here's the point. Most people do business with people they know, like, and trust. And as a result, they know nothing about you when they first start. And so you have to bring them in a buyer's journey where they begin to sample. We call it the Jimmy Dean sausage strategy. Nobody goes to Costco or Sam's Club or wherever intentionally wanting Jimmy Dean sausage. Maybe a few do, very few. But they're there, they smell it, they see the lady cooking it or the guy, they offer them a Jimmy Dean sausage. They hear the crackling of the sausage, they smell it, they know that it's free, they take it, they sample it, they love it. There's a coupon, there's a buy two, get one free, and pretty soon your cart is full of Jimmy Dean sausage, right? Do you have a strategy in your tribe where you have a buyer's journey where people begin to sample you and they see your heart, they see the free value, they see the quality that you create, and they want more? They lean in. So this is not interruption-based marketing. This is permission-based marketing. This is how we run our business. So the podcast is actually one step in our buyer's journey. Some people will listen to the podcast for a decade and they'll never buy anything. And that's fine. And they get tons of value and I'm so glad and we're connected, right? But realize, folks, that as a tribe leader, the more successful you become, the less accessible you are. It's just the laws of nature. You can multiply yourself, literally trading time for dollars. Your time is limited. Therefore, you have to scale your accessibility. Otherwise, you'll just burn out. And so if people just want the podcast and that's it, great. They're going to get a piece of me every week, my heart, and I hope they grow and I hope they're served and I hope they implement what I say and I hope they're rock stars and I hope they teach me through their emails what's going on with their lives. Fantastic. But the people who really get more and more of my time, more and more of my heart, more and more access, just like when I was growing, and on the flip side, there were people that were faster and further and getting better results, and I wanted those. So I said, with certain individuals, I'm going to go pursue them. And if you've ever listened to episode 25, 26, and 27, where how do you get the big fish to partner with you, I teach a lot of this content in there. And the reverse is true. Sometimes you get people who know nothing about you and they're like, hey, I know you don't know anything about me, but can you read my book and then give me your edits and then give me feedback and then let me know what you think about my book? And I'm like, no, I'm sure you're a fantastic person, but this is a piece of my life that I invest in just my Author Academy Elite students. Why? Because I know that they are going to take what I apply in a major way. In other words, folks, don't give everything away for free. If you give everything away for free and you're a tribe leader, people, what does the quote say? Where your treasure is, your heart is. So if people are not investing some of their treasure, then they take it or leave her. Then they say, oh, maybe, maybe not. But when Author Academy Elite students invest in our program and then they want me to edit their proposal in chapter one and you know, help them out and release their books, folks, my heart is tied to theirs. And their success is my success, even though I get zero royalties, even though I get zero credibility or honor from their book. They own all the intellectual property. I feel a piece of me in their book and their success. So as a tribe leader, folks, you need to realize that you are leading people on a buyer's journey. And if they don't know the steps, they're not going to buy. And if you don't know the steps, they're not going to buy. So many tribe leaders, they don't even know. How the heck do people come in my tribe and how do they go through the levels of engagement? They have no clue. And if you have no clue, your friends, fans, and followers are going to have no clue either. All right, letter E, example of success. I touched on this a little bit in the beginning as well. We're almost done. Let me wrap it up here with letter E, example of success. If you do not create with crystal clear clarity what success looks like for your tribe, they are going to be confused and they're going to get frustrated. It's just like an athlete. If you say, hey, you know, let's say you're a coach of a football team. Hey, we're going to have the starters play. Well, what does it take to be a starter? Well, I don't know. Well, you got four guys trying out to be quarterback. Which one's going to make it? I don't know. You're going to frustrate your quarterback so much, they aren't even going to know what to study, how to improve, how to progress, and your high performers are going to leave your tribe. In our tribe, we have very clear stated and unstated metrics of what an example of success looks like so that people on the buyer's journey who want to become better, want to become staff members, want to become team members, want the microphone, want to be featured here, there, and everywhere, want to become our future partners. They know that if they want that, here's what success looks like. And what happens is your achievers in the audience, in the group, they pursue that. They're excited. It creates a spirit, especially with giving. If, as long as you build in giving and not just competition, but you build in abundance giving, it creates a rock star tribe that encourages other people to become high performers. You've raised the whole level of your tribe, and they are thrilled and excited. Now, folks, I've given away tons on this podcast episode. Why? Because I struggled for so many years. And I beat my head against the wall and I was frustrated and I almost felt like giving up. I don't want you to give up. I believe in you and I want you to become a rock star tribe leader. It's by having five clear things. Letter T, clear tribe leader. Letter R, clear rules of engagement. Letter I, a clear idea. Letter B, a clear buyer's journey. And letter E, a clear example of success. This is episode 56, how to create and cultivate a thriving tribe. I purposely don't edit this. I don't want to edit my oohs, ahs, ums, my mess ups. Why? Because this is you and me, and we're being real, and I want you to catch it. Because look, if I can do a podcast and have it be imperfect, all of you who are perfectionistic out there and struggle shipping, who I just met a guy like this week. In fact, here's the last thing I got to say. If you're not part of the newsletter, I'm actually going to put this video link in the newsletter. So if you're only a podcast listener, you got to text Igniter, I-G-N-I-T-E-R, I-G-N-I-T-E-R to 33444. What I'm going to do is I'm going to put a special video that had over 6,000 views this week. I mean, I put these things out, they barely get, you know, 1,000 views or whatever. This thing shot through the ranks and it's called Stop Giving Your Power to Other People. And it's because one guy that I was chatting with this week was saying to me that he wasn't going to create a product, even though he knows it could work, because of certain outliers, certain fears that he had. And I with his permission laid into him, and I think I made my point, and I think my point connected with others who saw the video. So folks, you got to check out this video. It's like 2 minutes long. It's on my Facebook page. So either text Igniter, I-G-N-I-T-E-R to 33444, or go to the Facebook page, Carrie Oberbrunner Author, and you know, if you like it and all that good stuff, you will see that about every 3 days, I put out a private, well, not private. It's a public coaching video. It's like a 2 or 3 minute video that just takes an issue that we all struggle with. Like, how do you make decisions when you can't? Or, you know, how do you tell people no when you don't, when you struggle? Whatever. It's super practical, but I shoot these quick little iPhone videos unedited, and if it's helpful for you, fantastic. Again, all these things are free for you because I want you to grow and be a rock star and a tribe leader and build your own tribe. And I know that if I give away the very best for free, you'll come back and some will choose to be engaged at a higher level. And that's fantastic. And if not, that's cool too. God bless you. I'm thrilled that I even have technology that I can do this today. So this is Carrie Oberbrunner, Be a Soul on Fire today. Normally, I would be at church on Sunday morning, but my son has a once a year basketball tournament, and my family and I are headed to that on Sunday today. So I got up a little bit early, recorded this little podcast, and we're going to go cheer on the little guy today. So excited. I mean, this is fun times. Wherever you are in life, whatever stage, be present. Jim Elliott says, wherever you are, be all there. Soak in life, be fully present, and just make it happen today. Episode 56, Carrie Oberbrunner, Be a Soul on Fire, Ignited Souls Podcast. We'll see you.